You don't prepare in a battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield, then start learning how to shoot a gun, is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's things. You do ministry well. Bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshiped. Hallelujah. Be seated. A few minutes. Thank you. Be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't want to conclude that an average believer struggle with prayer more than they study with the, more than they struggle with the study of the word. And you see, it doesn't matter what you know until you pray it, you see no manifestation. Do you get what I'm saying now? Yeah. There are many teachers who teach about prayer, but few who praise. And I pray that your testimony will not just be that you know much. Say that amen loud and clear. I said your testimony will not be that you know much. You will do much also. Knowledge becomes grievous if there's no result to show for it. Do you get what I'm saying? What did I say? What did I say? It's grievous. You will have a result in the name of Jesus. And I want us to pray scripture. So let me take you on a journey, because it's prayer meeting and we have to pray. Luke 24. Luke 24. Turn your Bibles, please. Start the reading from verse 13. Luke 24 verse 13. If you are there now, say amen. Now look at it. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus drew himself near and went with them. But their eyes were hidden that they should not know him. I want us to look at that place well. Their eyes were what? Say it again. Their eyes were, again, their eyes were what? Hidden. Their eyes were hidden. Let me show you a scripture so you can know what happened to their eyes. Mark 4. Mark 4 starts from verse 10. Mark 4, 10. Let's journey into that book of Mark. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. Why? That seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins be forgiven them. Praise God. Lest at any time they be what? Converted. Who was speaking here? Talk to me now. Was it the devil? Can I tell you a mystery? Huh? Talk to me now. Can I tell you something? God loves sinners, but he hates sin. But there are people that their judgment is a form of mercy. And God will have to show mercy by judging them. And a man is judged when his understanding is blocked. I believe somebody is ready to pray today. You know, as I began to study this scripture, I began to ask myself a lot of questions. That, why is it difficult for believers to do the will of God? Why? Why is it difficult? That you see a doctor who read and knows about human physiology, that when you smoke, you damage the lungs. Right? But the same doctor who went to school enough to read on the pack of the cigarette that smokers are liable to die young will smoke one or two sticks and still pray for long life. So, what I want you to get from this is that the ability to do good is divine. Everybody say after me, you'll be energized. Say it again. Say it again. Do like this, I'll be energized. I will be energized. In the name of Jesus. Are you following me? You don't practice scripture simply because you read it. You are empowered to do it. Empowerment. You know, I've been teaching on the subject of courtship and marriage. Talk to me now. But do you know it is possible to finish that sermon and many other sermons in the body of Christ that deals with that subject and still not have a good home? Now talk to me. Huh? Talk to me. Why? The wisdom that are contained in God's word don't yield simply because you know them. In fact, wisdom is not wisdom until it is practiced. Are you following me now? That's your screen. You don't look at me with your eyes. Look at your screen. Do you know what I'm saying? Amen. Those online can understand. What did I say? Wisdom is not wisdom until it is. And that's why you notice that you can read the book, The Art of Prayer, and nothing changed about your prayer life. things don't change because you know, they change because you do. And listen to me, you can never do until what you know becomes a revelation. First John 1:1, speaking about the categories of interaction with the mysteries of God. 1 John 1:1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. And our hands have I stumbled on a video of Bishop David Oyedepo, I think on Church Gist this morning. And it was, when you see him in that video, you know that. I don't know if you saw that video, it's long ago. But he shared a story in that video that he went to the mountain to pray that God should empower his tongue with his fire. That God should what? When God puts fire on your tongue, it is not just the audience that will know it, you will know it too. So he said he got to the mountain, and as he got to the mountain to pray for 4 days, as he got to the mountain, a big snake fell from the tree. And he said to himself, snake or no snake, I'm here to pray. He said it rained and it got wet, and he said, I still have 4 days to go. The sun came, dry up the whole thing for 4 days, no shelter, just with God, pray one prayer. It is only what has been revealed that can be practiced. Let me say this to you. Hold on. Don't judge. Listen to me. Watch me. I can teach from now to next year. Until the word is revealed to you, it won't change you. It won't help you. And you see, sometimes, I'm not sure you have noticed that in the midst of a meeting, there are things that are caught. In a general message, maybe just a statement, that will be a game changer. You catch it. That's a revelation. That is the one that is in a form that can be converted into action. And the reason why, whenever I'm here to talk about prayer to you, I'm always burdened, is because, you see, you can't open people's head and put the revelations there. You have to trust God that they will reach out in their spirit to catch it. Do you get what I'm saying now? That if you will get, for instance, someone will catch the revelation behind prayer. There's nothing like cold altar. There's only a man who has not seen the reason he should pray. Somebody catches revelation. It occurs to you openly that the days you are struggling with prayer and jumping from one place to another, it is not just about laziness. It's about demonic orchestration. Demons are real, sir. And they can gang up on an individual to make you fatigue when it comes to doing the counsel of God. But what you feel is that I'm feeling this way because there's something about me that is still like, no, it's fatigue. And you see, when God left, and when God was leading the Israelites as they were crossing the Red Sea, the Bible said there was darkness in the camp of the Egyptians, and their chariot began to what? Drag. You shouldn't drag in the light. Are you following me now? We jot in church, but What I'm talking about goes beyond jotting. You have to catch it. Okay. Do you get what I'm saying? Like God instructs a pattern, and it is difficult if you have not caught it. Something just occurred to you one day. Lord, this is it. I may not have proof to show that I've touched it, but I believe I have. I can't tell. I don't have proof. Like, when you catch it, it doesn't mean that your life will change instantly, but you're on your way there. Are you following me? My burdening is the magnitude of the wisdom of God that is released per time in this house. Somebody should catch something. Somebody should catch something. So Paul prayed a prayer. Ephesians 1. Hakesh Develekina Makrende Kusta Felika Hadikai. Ephesians 1, start reading from verse 18. Krenikosh the Falakina Makai. Jenekai the Kibremina Katush to Fele Badia. And the Kush the Velikai the Venemantikas. Every demonic coven over altars. Sheligai the Venemikuntikai. Abala Tigren the Bundikai to Velebinakai. Zen the Kumbradinakai to Velemia. Someone is entering into awareness that that fatigue is darkness. And you are breaking out. You are breaking out. Somebody is coming to awareness that addiction is stealing. And each time the enemy gets you into something, he's stealing life coming your direction. I decombre venica develema. I can de venema kush develema kayada. Hallelujah. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Give me Isaiah 55. Start reading from verse 9 now. Yeah, is it 9 or 5? Isaiah 55. Quickly. Yeah, verse 9. For as the heaven is higher than the earth. Heaven's come. Okay. Let me tell you something. Every time you see me step outside here, there is a magnitude of a burden that only God can open your eyes to see. Do you get what I'm saying? If I ever look at you as a believer and I say, don't do this again, you don't know what is behind it. There's a burden. Well, we have abused the use of that word so much in the body of Christ. So, as the heaven or the heavens is higher than the earth. Now let me ask you a question. The way the comparison here, is it the same like the comparison of two-story building, like, you know, two different buildings? Maybe the Bible is trying to say here that heaven is like a skyscraper, the earth is like a duplex. Is that what the Bible is saying here? Talk to me now. Is that what the Bible is saying here? Because you must understand the word higher here. It is not in terms of human measurement. And I've said to you several times that the distance between the heavens and the earth is not in kilometers. It is in realms. Is there anyone here who studied anatomy or medicine or physiology? You've had to work on cadavers before. So you go to the lab and you are given cadavers to work on. It's human body. They are now late. It doesn't matter the kind of tool you use to cut different veins or cut through different tissues. Is there a response from the cadaver? Talk to me now. Will you ever hear the body rise and say, why are you cutting that part? It's paining me, Joe. What will you do if you see that? Or you are cutting through a cadaver, say, cut me small, small. Don't say I didn't tell you, now I'll bite you. You even when you scream the name, in case you are privileged, maybe there's a tag and you scream the name, so individual, does a fellow here? Why? The distance between them is no longer about kilometers. They have switched realms. It is still the same distance. This distance you are seeing here, this is the same distance between a carnal Christian and a spiritual Christian. That somebody can be talking to you from an height, it may take you, listen to me, what we are telling many believers, it may, the way the progression of their faith is, it may take many their entire lifetime to understand what was said 10 years ago. Do you know what it means to be primitive? You know, there was a time Africa was very primitive. We're not exposed to all the things happening. There are still primitive villages around the world where they don't wear clothes, where they don't. Do you get what I'm saying now? There are primitive believers. That there are things. You know the way, there's no board. I'm not here to lecture. I would have loved to show you all the things that are in us spiritually. For instance, there are different functions that our spirit can have in respect or in relationship with the Holy Spirit. True or not true? Yeah. But those things are only triggered based on your energy level. There are believers that even if you will kill them, they will never see it coming. Why? The energy level they are operating in, visions are not triggered in that energy level. I was reading the documentary, the story of a woman that was kidnapped in the East, and they stripped her naked and they gave her phone and said, begin to call all your families. And the rest, they didn't have anybody to call. Nobody was saying they would send money. And she said one of the kidnappers looked at one girl, and the girl was crying and saying she was an orphan, that there's nobody at all to send money. And the kidnapper called an alaji and said, there's spare parts. What part do you want? The man requested for the breast and then some things, and then right there and then they bundled the girl, placed her on an iron table and cut off the head, and they called somebody else. There's another body and there's spare part again. What part do you want? This one also mentioned the part. They picked the other lady, put on the slab and all those things. Let me show you a scripture that shows that. Psalms 82. Let's start reading from verse 5. I need the fellow there to be very fast. Psalms 82 verse 5. Start reading from verse 1. Let's start from verse 1 for clearer understanding. And they kush the velekai. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, he judgeth among the gods. Yes, verse 2. Quickly, be fast. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Verse 3. Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and the needy. 4. Deliver the poor and the needy. Rid them out of the hands of the wicked. 5. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. 6. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Yes. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Why? Because they know not. It is a very sad thing, really, when I read that story, that a girl who is an orphan will be placed on a slaughter slab and slaughtered like that. But I found something while I was reading that story. If you don't have families, have God. It is they that do know their God that will be strong. The reason why I'm saying this is that many Christians are operating at energy level where disaster exists. I this is not a teaching. I would have loved to show you what the chart of energy levels look like, because even as you rise, Paul still made it clear that we have spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Guy, so if you are going to scale into the heavens, don't stop halfway. You might be with the same realm with wickedness. That is, there are some spirits that to stand toe to toe with them, it would have been better that you were cold than dealing with elementary demons. If you come to this one's realm in influence and not carry enough sustenance to keep going higher, they will finish you. When will we take this Christianity thing serious? Anytime the word is being taught, there is an energy of the spirit, true or not true? Until you go back home and there is a cloud of activity of demons. And many are not aware that each time you are struggling with prayer, you are trying to fight through a cloud. It's like being in a net. You know when you cast a net into a river and many fishes are inside and they are trying to struggle out. The earlier you start praying, the better for you. A time is coming. You will not even have what it takes to struggle again. That a believer is still struggling to get prayer right, so something is still right a bit. But a time comes, you give up on prayer. That is, you look at the concept and the subject of prayer, may you not get to the point where it is now too late to catch up with prayer. See that, amen, loud and clear. And the moment prayer dies, many things begin to die also. How more can we say these things except God opens somebody's eyes to catch it? God shows you once. You want to pray every second. It is called the spirit of prayer. It is first and foremost the spirit of revelation. I'm telling you. God shows. The dark place of this world is full of the habitation of cruelty. Listen to me. We are not talking about just prayer of intimacy now. We are talking about prayer of survival too. Again, the Maya take a hida baka, esu brebe kila daika, vende kugayatia. You are a believer. You are trusting God for something. You start having dreams that thing got lost. Aye kandi, shele ba umbo vene kai. At that point, it is warfare already. It is what? It is what? Again, the Venekai, the Veleminakai, Ezumbre Venekili, Veminakai, Zishti. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Every time you try to do something exceptional, you start having dreams when you see yourself back in your secondary school. And you know, the devil is no respecter of persons. It can even come after 40 days of marathon fasting. He's trying to mock the extent you've gone. Refuse. It's an insult. It would be an insult for one of the children in children class to see me on Sunday and say, "Pastor, come here. I want to tell you, you are an idiot, sir." And me too, and I'll say, what do you mean? Bring your head. If you see a goat challenge a lion, first check what kind of grass is it eating. It might be Igbo. Because you didn't understand, that's why I said it completely. And the devil is mocking many people. It won't stop you from coming to church. He wants you never to see. Look at what the Bible said in Jude, verse 20. Give me Message translation. Jude, verse 20. I become revelica is to fell in Brahadica. Zene me cumbre veneta in the great. Venderokus. Jude 20. I become velekis to velenimatis. Akele vikus. Ala parani all over me. Jude, verse 20. Ibelio yereo, ojo koso vio piria yeo, iwa loba. But you, dear friends, carefully, build yourselves up in this most holy faith by praying and the Holy Spirit. Change your energy level. Do you get what I'm saying? Change your what? Okay. Say it loud and clear. Change your energy level. Say it again. Now, tell me that a believer, I'm not trying to mock any reality and the things. What is happening in Nigeria is pathetic, but we are not all victims. No, sir. What is happening is not general. I need to tell you. Let's be honest. No matter how much we cry about lack, there are believers who don't know what that means. Talk to me now. That's true. When we talk about insecurity on our highways, not all believers are not secure. No, you need... You mean you'll be passing a road and kidnappers are preparing to be on the road at that exact time, and nothing delayed them for 20 minutes because there's law of substitution? Are you saying, will he see me to human being there? Yes. Because it will keep moving till he finds someone with lower energy level. What catch up with you is a reflection of the height you are flying in. And we rise through prayer. We rise through... I was told there's public holiday tomorrow. If I have my way, I will hold you here. Pray throughout the day. Praise God. We rise through... When you stop praying, many things begin to die. First, study of the word. Many things you begin to die. And the remaining things you begin to experience becomes a symptoms of what have died. Symptom. There are symptoms people have medically now that you know that if these symptoms should continue for 1 or 2 days, they die. There are also spiritual symptoms like that. The way many believers are, by demonic orchestration, the devil is just waiting for one thing that will touch them and off they go. They are the mercy of the next attack. And whenever anyone have their time and just touch, but no, that will not be your life. Say that amen again loud and clear. That will not be your life. Again, I'm saying that will not be your life. You are charged. You are charged. Pray in tongues where you are seated. Aikai devene mekus devele kina. Azubu meneka. I was reading something, I can't remember if it's earlier this year or late last year, when one of the choir leaders of Omega Faith Ministries, that's Apostle John Silliman's ministry, was kidnapped. And they asked him to call Apostle for a ransom. What's mistake? And he said, as I'm talking to you now, you are losing your manhood. Now. and it vanished. Instantly. God, he suffered no one to do them harm. And he rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch no man with it. Do my prophet no harm. Listen to me. The days and time that we are in is so wicked that a man without protection is living at risk. The one who is not covered is exposed. It doesn't matter the bulletproof cars. Ayekum bremeka idalakate esum bremeka ayakam de complication. Ayanama kayan de bokombre ila kayan bremekila ta. Sheleka telemaku. Zele maka ida balaka. Elemeke yere bokombre. Can I announce to someone that the angels assigned to you are not mannequins? They are there waiting for activation. The angels assigned to you are not mannequins. Activate their activities. Activate them. I am the as the mountains are out of Jerusalem. You're going to pray prayer. Activate. You will activate the sword of judgment readily available around you. They are ready to strike in the presence of any intruder. Yourself, your family, decree. There's a sword. Judgment. There's a sword. There's a sword. There's a sword. I put the Velakati, a Telemakum Premakai, a Zelemakum Ramakai de Lavakai, Zelemakum Premakilata. I die, I die in Balakai, Zelemakam Premakai. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. One of the reasons why I cry to God always is because I don't ever want to become a casualty. I notice that it is only what you accept that is accepted. I read my Bible, hear me, and I found out in Exodus 19 that God was speaking to the Israelites and he said, how I bore you out on an eagle's wing. I said, Lord, we are talking about Moses as an eagle. I don't want to live as a bird. Make me an eagle. Let me become a pillar of safety for men in my generation. Now, I'm telling you my prayer. The Bible said it will come to pass afterwards that a man shall be a hiding place. A man. hear me? Hold on. If you have been battling with prayerlessness, don't package. Walk around with anger. I break free tonight. Don't remain on your seat. Walk around. I break free tonight. I break free. I break free. I break free. I break free tonight. I shared the story with you when we had full day shutdown. That's some weeks back. I was speaking with my mom, Sarah, my wife, yesterday morning, and she said, tell your husband to reduce fasting. He said, Jesus fasted it all. We laughed it. We laughed. I know she's just talking as a mother. But I remembered also, it was in the course of that fasting that I've caught many things. I don't want to go into stories. When you stop praying, there are things that are automatic triggers. Do you get what I'm saying? That is, they've been set. For instance, it's like setting a time that something should start by 6 p.m., something else should start by 6:15, something else should start by 6:30. There are automatic things that are set. Demonically, they are waiting for you to drop to that energy level. When you get there, they set trigger. They are automatic. One of the things that burdens me is that an average young believer has never found reason to shut down alone. Like, let's put everything aside. Let's welcome hunger. It's real. Let's welcome hunger and say for the next 1 week, I've eaten all my life. I'm not better. For the next 1 week, I'll take water. And if my life won't, Uma Opa said, he fasted till he was vomiting blood. And the wife said, Uma, don't kill yourself. And he said, if I will die, let me die. It is better I die than to remain a useless man. There are things that will never be activated until you are that desperate. I showed you one Bishop Oyedepo said when he was dating Mummy Faith Oyedepo, that the day I ever touched her before marriage, smite me with leprosy. Now tell me. All the demons saying, you must do it. Ah, leprosy. May you find what the fathers found. May you find what the fathers found. And listen to me. What is triggered at everybody's different energy level is different. Because we are coming from more, some foundations are more dangerous than the other. There are some people that what is triggered at his own energy level, if you try it, you will die. Are you following what I'm saying? Listen to me. There are things you begin to do against your destiny if you are not praying. You will be the one doing them. You will not know why. Because foolishness is activated at that level. There are things you yourself will do against your destiny. You can never walk in the God kind of wisdom without praying. It is not intellect. It is not intelligence. It is a spirit. It is called the spirit of wisdom. Listen to me. You might use your own hand to scatter your life at an energy level because you are not praying.
Are you following what I'm saying? Some God can decide in his heart. This fellow is going to be this. This fellow is going to be this. The fellow will not pray, will not fast, at a lower energy level. Demon launch at this fellow is gone. I'm telling you, you must. I refuse to be a casualty. Listen, let me say this to you. I don't pray simply because I love God alone. I pray also because I need God. I need Him. And I tell people, there are demons that want to finish you. You just come to their level. All this thing you brag in church, I say, devil, God punish you and your father-in-law. Shout it under the corporate anointing, please. But make sure you are not going back to goodness. The devil will not come. He's a very skillful fighter. He will not come beginning. No. He will pick you apart one by one. One. Call him any name. Don't call him powerless. No. Even the Bible acknowledges that he has some measure of power. And he's wicked. So imagine power in the hands of a wicked man. Face to face with a powerless man. Even if you have decided to be cold and end anyhow, we will not allow. There are many of you standing here that you are going to be the first hope, a real hope of that home. Why should you crash halfway? You must pray the prayers they didn't pray. I'm telling you, hold on a minute. I've seen my father fast 40 days marathon. I've seen him do things. But even at this level of my life, all the prayers my parents have prayed combined, I've prayed times 10. And I'm not saying this to boast. You know I'm the last person to boast about prayer. I'm not boasting. All the prayers they prayed. If you have an addict, they will say, Oluyi Ogunlogun and Dojuko. If you notice you are jump starting and dying out, pray this prayer under 3 minutes. Activate me, Lord. Be angry. You have prayed all these quiet prayers for Lord. Be angry. Some things won't change until you are desperate. Activate me. Set me into a season where the most exported products in Nigeria will be fire. And this will begin to export this fire to different countries, and they'll be resting on men. But it is important that the men are carrying it now. Listen to me. Hear me. You will pray this prayer. Anoint me to pay the price my destiny requires. There are different prices. Anoint me. Please pray that prayer with a lot of desperation. Anoint me to pay the price. That story I shared with you, how painful was that? That people will carry a girl and we slaughter her. Hear me? Even after the girl have cried, I'm an orphan. Something happened in year 2006 in Lagos. There was hold up, and a young man who was a student of UNILAG that was also riding bike, then there was still bike, to sponsor himself to school, mistakenly scratch the car of a naval officer. As the man stepped out, he brought out his gun and shot the boy on the forehead, and he died. That story was trending on TV station for a while, until we got the magazine of the newspaper of that week, the Sun newspaper. And they were talking about that boy. How that the father died while the mother was pregnant. The mother died when she was delivering the boy. It's the only surviving seed. And the devil will waste that seed on the highway. The man can't tell what triggered the anger. He can't tell. It is demonic. The one that wants to manifest destiny should not sleep like a normal person. Man soon to go. I don't know how to say this. You know what I'm saying? Don't sleep with the deposit of God in your life. See, they are not automatic. You need to activate them. There are things that will never arise in you. They are there. But they will never arise till you rise in prayer. See, let me say this to you. It doesn't matter how terrible your story is, the things you've been through, the devil does not send you. It doesn't send you. It doesn't matter how terrible you have experienced. Listen to me. The terrible past does not mean you are qualified for a good future. You have to contend for it. The devil does not send you. He doesn't send you. He likes stories to end tragically. The only ones you are reading that you say they are sweet stories are the ones that survived. Many never became a story to read. They never became a story to hear. That's why you must contend. You are looking promising now. You must fulfill. Do you get what I'm saying? You're already looking. The devil likes what is looking promising. You are already, amongst all the children, you are looking different. You are looking. There's a sign. Kaliga Hadikai. Share the kind. Are you following me now? There's a sign now. That you are a child upon whom God has placed his hands. You must fulfill. It must not, you must not die as a promise. Empower fulfillment in my life. Are you God? Hey! I command
praying. Amen. You know, I'm sharing these stories with you so you know you cannot afford to live a life with no fire. Let me share a story with you. Are you following me? This event happened while I was serving in the city of Akure. There was a woman that was walking at Futa. They were traveling somewhere around Owo. Armed robbers stopped them on the road and emptied everybody on the car and told them to lie down. After they collected their stops, they laid all of them down. So different cars couldn't come. You know, when robbers happen, they stay from afar. But there was this particular driver of all these company vehicles that was trying to maneuver his way and just speed across. People were already lying down on the floor. They saw that driver coming with speed. It was the robbers that were begging people, please stand up, stand up. They got up, but there was a woman that was already 9 months pregnant. Heavy. She was the only one who couldn't get up. And that car ran her over. It was a very sad day. Listen, I said to myself when I heard that story, events don't take place the day they happen. No. They've taken place in the spirit realm, waiting for an anointed eyes to see it and cancel it. Christians, follow instructions. Not all prophets says, thus says the Lord. Not all prophets says, thus says the Lord. Not all prophets says, thus says the Lord. That's the mystery of the prophetic. And then they buried that woman. It was a sad day. We've had story. See, listen. I showed you in scripture. When Adam fell, one of the repercussions was that man will now die. From the dust thou art, to the dust will return. But you notice that Adam was not the first to die. The first human being to die, the life was snatched. Death loves that kind. The first human being to exit the earth, he didn't die. The life was snatched. And when the devil succeeds at a thing, he likes to make it a template. You are looking promising already. They can look at you now. You may not have the cash to show for it, but it is clear you are going somewhere. May you get there. Do you get what I'm saying? Hear me. We cannot afford to live without fortification. That's why you see that all these politicians, they know the importance. They will go to Abalis, do different rings, do different. We don't go for any ring. All we have is Christ. Hey, Casto Vele Minaka, Vendicus de Vele Makiata, Elecumbo Vinaka, de Vele Kina, Tan de Kude, Tai de Kai, Tai de Kuge, Tai de Vina, Tai de Vile Kina. Mighty name we are praying. You know, since the way most Nigerians, particularly young Christians, have been tormented with the thought of death in the month of May, it didn't happen throughout COVID that way. Listen to me. Demons are giving you suggestions. Do you know you can die now? Do you know you can die now? They are not suggesting, they are serious. They are very serious.
See, it's a warfare. You need to know. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. Demons are just telling you, you know you can die too. Do you know you can sleep and not wake up? When you hear such, don't say in your mind, no, it can't happen, it can't happen, it can't happen. Speak out! Get out of that false spirit of darkness. And don't just scream, get out. Sleep with the scripture. I shall not die, but live. To fulfill the mandate. Let me say this to you. There are people that have been marked. Not because they like to die, but because it is not faith if it is not on your lips. It is not faith if it is not on your lips. Length of days, it has to be on your lips. Listen, please don't say stupid things like the goal is not longevity, the goal is fulfillment. Let man go back. Who told you that? Say the goal is not to die old, it's to die empty. Who told you that? When you are saying this thing, there are spirit activating for what you are saying. Are you following what I'm saying? The devil is a waster. What did I say? Christians, what did I say? Say loud and clear.
The devil is a waster.
If a girl can dance for a birthday, and the birthday present will be the head of a prophet, that's how much he can waste. If James, amongst Peter, James and John, before he could author any book, Herod killed him to see what people feel like. That's how much. If you won't pray, you are not different. The grave is familiar with many destinies. Many stories never told. Many songs they never sang. Are you following what I'm saying here? People are dying daily, loaded with potentials. Fortify yourself. I am marked with the fire of God. My going out and coming in is blessed. Angels are on duty to foster. I am marked. Mighty name we are praying. I shared my story with you. I had been staying with God for days. No food. Just water. And after a major encounter, I had a dream where I saw that somebody was trying to get me. And I was able to stay in a safe house. And the fellow began to knock my door with rice and some other delicacies the way I wanted in the dream. And I woke up only to discover that somebody was truly knocking. Witches don't need physical meetings to align. If you are being tormented by a witch in Nigeria and you run to America, the ones in America will recognize by the time you get there. Changing country is not changing battles. The battle is constant. Witches are the only beings, they don't need visa to fly anywhere. Not like mosquitoes that are in the plane when you're flying. Witches. I'm not saying this so you'll be afraid, but you must understand that the victory you have is vital. The victory you have is legal. For it to be vital, that is experiential, you have to enforce it. It is legally yours, but you can still lose. Do you get what I'm saying? I've shown you that if you watch a film, a movie of Jackie Chan and his friends, they will be shooting many guns at him and he's fine dodging, knowing that according to the script, he is not to die. And he's to act out that he didn't die. If somebody goes to pick original gun and they fire him in the stomach, he dies. You must know your script so it is not mixed up for you. You get what I'm saying? Know your script. And listen to me. It is known by revelation. It is what you accept. And listen, your script are edited daily. The ones that were not there, you accept, say, put it there. Some believers will die and get to heaven, and angels will say, Why are you here? When did you allow this? I have vowed. Everything God has designed for me to enjoy, I enjoy. Don't joke with the devil. Demons are not joking with you. You are the one that is playing. Watching African magic. They're not joking with you. You must pray to become violent. Attack is the best form of defense. That's what I know. Attack is the best form of what? Don't wait till somebody who is your benefactor drops dead. For you now know you should have prayed. The scripture is working for me. Peter, the devil has chosen to sift you like wheat. There was a time that was my reality. But I prayed for you. And when you are strengthened, you stand up your faith. The moment I began to see the revelation of God's word, I told God, it must be an anchor of covering around everyone connected to me. An anchor of what? Covering. An anchor of what? Covering. May you pray the right prayers. May you hear the right instructions. May you do the right things. But believers, I want you to hold. Okay, don't hold anybody. There are projects you have in front of you. Some of you is marriage, some of you is. So, some of you is graduation, some of you is PhD, some of you is this. You will decree and declare, I live to fulfill beyond it. Those plans will not be scattered. No demonic orchestration will show up in between. In the name of Jesus. No orchestration will show up in between. I'm not afraid of mighty name we pray.
Hallelujah. Now, to the last phase of this prayer. There is a ministry on earth called the Ministry of Destiny Helpers. I'm telling you. And the issue is that they are scattered everywhere looking for those who carry the signal they should help. Do you get what I'm saying? I have noticed that help doesn't come through asking. It comes through favor. Yeah. Because, listen to me, nobody wants to just help anybody for nothing. Do you get what I'm saying? Don't listen to me. Don't pamper demonic orchestrations. There are things that are purely demonic. Every resource that you come to you as a believer, they keep diverting and diverting and diverting. You are lacking and they keep diverting. That is demonic. You will apply for jobs. They would have discovered you have left, or they know that they didn't take your number. We'll get back to you, but somehow you two forgot to put, hey. Oh, see, people of God, the patient dog eats the fattest bone. The hasty one eats the meat and leaves the bone for the patient dog. Don't be the patient dog. All you will have for your life is the bone. There are things you need. They are not going to drop from heaven. They already exist on earth. Until you can be recognized in the spirit realm as one that should be given, nothing comes your direction. Father, activate favor over me. Activate favor. Activate favor. Over me. Activate favor. Activate favor, Lord. This is the promise of God. There shall be seasons refreshing. Set my children above. Shower us a blessing. Shower us a blessing to me. The sea drops on us in love. But Father, shower us with me. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Wait, oh. To show you that some things delay, all this is, they are demonic. Sometimes the fellow that is to sign a document cannot explain the reason why she does not feel like signing. They will come, they will tell you, come back tomorrow, come back. They can't tell, have you seen before? They can't tell the reason why somebody is about to have another extra year, but the second to the HOD chief saying, come back tomorrow, HOD is busy now. Why will they not like you whenever they see you? Don't tolerate demons. Somebody is only to pen a signature down for a contract to just sign. They want you, but he can't tell why he's not signing. See, one of his friends now call and say, ah, one of my sons who now say, ah, I have more, I've not, thank God I've not signed. And bam, you lose it. Don't tolerate delay. I rebuke demonic orchestration around my progress. I move forward on the wings of favor. On the wings of favor. I move forward. Thank you. mighty name we are praying. From now onward, no more loss. Hold on. Everything you invest in must not fail. It is no longer going to be taken. Do you get what I'm saying now? It is no longer going to be acceptable. No more loss. Enter into fulfillment. All those promises, they are converted to reality. No more loss. Every project that requires money to be done, we decree and declare, we activate the finance. Thank you, blessed Father. Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now celebrate Jesus, knowing that something has been done.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.